We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
The Midwest suffered a tragedy this month when a performance stage at the Indiana State Fair collapsed due to high storm winds, resulting in 7 deaths and injuries to many others. Now, several negligence lawsuits have been filed against the Indiana State Fair Commission and others. Whether these lawsuits are successful will depend on the outcome of several factual, legal, and administrative issues. The legal cause of action being claimed is negligence, which will require proof that the defendants owed a duty of reasonable care to the plaintiffs, breached that duty by acting unreasonably under the circumstances, and that these unreasonable actions caused the plaintiff's injuries. In a nutshell, the plaintiffs will have to prove that those responsible for erecting the stage and holding the concert were not as careful as they should have been. Plaintiffs can try to prove this a number of ways. The first would be to show that the defendants violated some safety law, ordinance, or regulation concerning the stage. However, the state of Indiana, while regulating carnival rides at fairs, does not regulate or require permits for sound stages. Second, plaintiffs could show that at other outdoor fairs, stages are built more securely, or that fair officials have plans in place for canceling shows in inclement weather. For example, this Texas State Fair requires the main stage to withstand 68-mile-per-hour winds and cancel shows if winds reach 40 miles per hour. Even if the plaintiffs show that the defendants were negligent, not all plaintiffs may recover monetary damages. To be eligible, plaintiffs will have to be in one of three categories. First, those who are physically injured or killed automatically are eligible to recover for both physical injuries and emotional distress once negligence is shown. However, those who are not physically injured but suffering from severe emotional distress may still be eligible to recover if they satisfy one of two conditions. Thus, the second category includes those who had a direct impact or physical contact during the accident, even if they were not injured by that contact. If part of the debris brushed or contacted a victim in some way, then that victim can recover for emotional distress suffered as a result of the entire incident. Indiana courts have been fairly flexible about what constitutes direct impact. For example, if a victim had been knocked and brushed by spectators running away from the accident, that might be sufficient. Or the Indiana courts may see this as the case to get rid of the direct impact limitation altogether, or adopt the more lenient zone of danger rule followed by other states, including Illinois. The final category of plaintiffs eligible to recover for pure emotional distress are those who were present and observed family members be killed or severely injured. However, Indiana courts have been fairly strict about defining the term family member, even denying recovery to engaged persons. This definition may be important as one of the victims was survived by her same-sex partner. Though the couple was married in Hawaii, Indiana does not recognize the marriage. Finally, if a victim does not fall into one of those three categories, then that plaintiff would not recover. The last issue that will need to be resolved is that of tort immunity for state actors. The Fair Commission and certain other defendants are state actors, and by statute, plaintiffs are limited to compensation of not more than $700,000 per injury, and as a group, to $5 million in the aggregate for the entire fair incident. Any non-governmental defendants would not be covered under this statute. Of course, Indiana could waive this limitation or may choose to set up a compensation fund in lieu of litigation, similar to one set up by Virginia after the Virginia Tech tragedy. This is Christine Hurt.